Up next, we have Huge and Sharp with Fine.
Morning sun cannot dispel knowledge that our love will grow. Be it 2 or 20,000 bells, life to worth one blood to snow. Can see the future, but it's still today. Your hand is still warm. I will hold you closer.
This was like lotion for my ears after Gamma Man. This is nice and pleasant and unchallenging. And yes, that is maybe a slightly backhanded compliment, but good songs are good songs, and this was composed and performed very well. Not everything needs to show a lot of innovation, and sometimes songs can just be good, and this is a good enough song. The lead vocal performance is wonderful, and I like how dynamic the shift to the chorus is. So yeah, nice stuff.
Yeah, I also really liked the vocals. Valerie's got a great voice, and I think she allows it to soar on some of the longer held notes and shows off her sort of tasteful use of vibrato and some power in her voice, which I think is great. I like the sentiment behind the song, you know, appreciating the joy of the moment of today and, you know, even with the bittersweet realization that it probably won't last. There's this line, breath and rhythm, blood and hum, which I think describes someone's presence, which I feel is pretty poetic, and that line caught my ear. I do have some suggestions, though. Synth strings. You know, they do add an element of vibe to the song, but that vibe is schmaltz. It is like sickly sweet cheese, and I think even some scratchy, non-expertly played real strings would have been a better choice. Like, and absent that, I would just yank them. I'll wait till Ryan gets back, because I know it's one of his pet peeves when there are like blank spots in the arrangement that are not filled in with instrumentation. So I feel like there's a few places where... Oh, hi, Ryan. I see you're back.
I had to sneeze.
Oh, yeah. I was just complaining about some of the blank spots in the arrangement between sections, which you would be like, hey, put a fill in that. That needs a fill. There are no blank spots.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I would have done that. Yeah. Other than that, I like this song too. I thought it was fine.
This one really tugs at my heartstrings. The idea that everything is temporary and that's what makes it beautiful is kind of been driving my reason to live to get a little deep into it. Like, I guess I don't want to get too far into it here, but I love the singing, of course. I think it's pretty well orchestrated, minus those synth strings that Chumpy brought up. MIDI orchestral strings are almost always nails on a chalkboard. You need to drown them in reverb, cover them with some other sounds, get some real strings in there on addition. At the same time, I almost understand why it can't be that way here, just because of the nature of the musical content that's being played and because of probably access. And, you know, I don't believe Valerie does play violin or anything, or has the easiest access.
Yeah, we've said this before. You know, people are given unlimited budgets for these songs. And a full week.
Would it have killed her to hire a string orchestra?
Yeah, yeah. They're there to be hired. Thank you.
Well, you see, the problem is I'm not available for upright bass because I'm a judge. But no, otherwise I love the instrumentation. And I wanted to call out specifically the success of the fake banjo, because that's a really hard sound to do well. And I think she pulled it off amazingly.